Everybody, and welcome to episode 45 of Trophy Horrors. I am your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, Hard Rockin' Guy.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Hard Rockin' Guy here. Very excited to be recording another episode of Trophy Horrors, episode 45. I don't care at this point whether or not I remember the episode, because it's just, we're about 38 minutes past the time we were supposed to be recording. I got my music going, I got my drink going, I'm all excited, I'm going to make some money. I'm going to find a party. I'm going to get some pussy. I'm going to fuck this bitch. I'm going to fuck that bitch. I'll fuck anything that moves.
All right. Also, alongside us, we have Mr. Donnie.
What up, doe? Back again. It's like a second debut again. But what's up? And let's get it going.
Yeah, can you please clarify that we didn't keep you off last week's show?
Okay. For the people that's giving Tricky a hard time.
No. Use this to your advantage, dude. Make Tricky suffer. Tell him, say that it was his fault.
For the people who's giving Tricky a hard time, it was 95% his fault.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That is so good at the show. Alongside with us, the Wang himself, Mr. Titanic Wang.
Yeah, I'm back. And I'm going to switch it up this episode, too. As everyone knows, I kind of like to have the occasional beer while we podcast, and I'm going to go with something different. So I'm going to pop this top, and you guys can tell me what I'm drinking tonight.
Oh, all he's right. Drinking some Bartles and James, man.
All right, you guys listening?
Listening.
Sprite.
Nope. Natural Light.
Oh, my God, yeah, it's not booze. No, I'm drinking a 32-ounce Green Monster. Yeah. And I am now dumping a 5-hour energy into it. So let's see what this does.
We're expecting Titanic Wang to have a heart attack halfway through the episode.
Yeah. Well, with my quiz coming up towards the end, I wanted to make sure I was, you know, in the straight. So
you mean the quiz that I'm going to win?
I guess we'll see.
All right.
Because Donnie is back for the third time around. It's all busy. Let's all get down.
You remember the
story. I'm never going to let you forget that, man.
All right, let's do our updated trophy count. I am level 19, 3,221 trophies, still 25 plats. Hard Rock, have you earned any trophies this week?
I don't know. I'm level 19, 3,221 trophies, and 25 plats.
Dottie, you looking at?
Level 19, 2,982 trophies, and I pushed like 4 plats since the last time I was on.
Three.
Okay.
Three plats did you get?
Let me go back and check real quick.
God of War, Change of Olympus, God of War, Ghost of Sparta, and X-Men Destiny.
Those two. And I'm about 7 trophies away from Dead Island.
All right, Titanic, what are you looking at?
Oh, I am level 15. In 2 weeks, I only got like 4 trophies, I think, and 8 plats.
Oh, you got 8 plats in the last week?
No, I got just 4 trophies.
Oh. You knew Horace is lazy.
Hard Rock, I'm just going to assume you've been playing more Team Fortress.
No.
Oh, something different. What have you been playing?
Stuff.
He's been playing with his penis.
Slapping it onside your forehead.
He's platinum like that like 3 times.
I've actually been playing this week. I've been playing some more Team Fortress 2. I've still been playing that. Don't get me wrong. I've actually been playing more of the Battlefield 3 beta. Anybody knows, you can go to my YouTube page. I put up a video on there talking about it. I've also been playing. I actually bought one of the Call of Duty map packs. Which, well, I don't know if you can really. I guess you can call it a map pack. It was the zombie one. The one that had all the zombie maps in it from World at War and the New Moon map. But I haven't really had a chance to play that one. I've actually also been playing, finished up the God of War Origins collection. I've also been playing some Eco, because I got the HD remake, or the collection, if you want to call it. I sat down and replayed that, and I'm noticing like little differences with the original. There's like a few safe spots that were, or at least one that I know of that's not there. Other than that, I don't know what else I've been playing. I tried the Uncharted 3 beta, the multiplayer beta. Played in that for a while. It's all right. It's pretty good. I think that's really about it. All right. If I remember anything, I'll interrupt somebody else. So.
All right. And Donnie?
Dead Island. That's like the most I've been playing. Like, yeah, I'm close to getting a platinum on that, so that's why I've been playing it the most. But that's about it. Like, I finished all the other stuff I told you I platinum already.
All right. And Mr. Wang?
Oh, I've been playing Texas Hold'em on the 360. I really like that. And I must say that was much better than the poker game on PSN. I really have not played much this week. It's kind of been, I had to have a life for a week, so I can't tell you anything else I played other than poker.
All right. And I've been playing Little Big Planet 1 and 2 again. I've been practicing for Extra Life, playing Rock Band 3. All right, let's move on to our first topic of the day. Gentlemen, did you see the new full-length commercial for Long Live Play?
What a freaking disappointment that was.
Dude, that's a good commercial, that though. That was epic. I'm going to call it right now. I think that's best commercial Sony's ever made.
I understand. I'm with both of you. Awesome ad, but making us wait a week thinking that this kind of was going to be a huge announcement of some sorts, and it wasn't.
Exactly.
It was kind of a letdown when it's just like, PS3, $249.99.
Yeah, exactly. I was expecting something like, oh, you know what? They're going to announce something big, or they're going to announce some, you know, a game or something like that. And it's just like, oh, no, this is just our new advertising. I'm like, you might as well just made it about home.
They had to put some nice dime down for that commercial. I mean, right?
And the other thing is that, you know, I looked at the commercial. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I looked at them. The guy that played Snake, I looked at him and I was like, I think they could have found somebody better to do it than him.
I think the guy that played Cole was actually the actor that played Cole for the game.
He did look pretty close.
That could have been.
It might have been.
But I'm just talking about it. It was kind of a disappointment, because I'm over here just like, you know, usually whenever you see like a montage of characters like that, you want something epic, or you want something big or something. You know what I mean? And it was just like, no, it's just our new advertising thing. I was like,
it was like the Star Wars cantina.
Yeah, dude.
That's what it was.
I mean, I sat there and I tried to count how many different cameos there were. I mean, Sackboy playing chess with Sweet Tooth. That was freaking good. You had Nathan Drake hitting on Lightning from Final Fantasy.
Yeah, Lightning is so out of his league.
I mean, I think they should have gotten Nolan North to play Nathan Drake.
Well, he did the voice. They said it was the original voice actors in the commercial.
Well, the guy who did Snake didn't sound like David Hayter.
It was David Hayter.
You think so?
Yeah, he did the voice. They hired actors and then had the voiceover artists come in. Yeah, because they got a making of it online.
Yeah, I liked it. I like the characters in it. To me, it's very enjoyable. I love it a lot. I don't know who this Michael guy is, but...
Okay, that's another part of the commercial a lot of people were confused about. Sony sent emails out a couple months ago asking people to send pictures of themselves holding the PS3 controller and in 30 words or less describe why they love PlayStation games. The guy Michael was one of the contest winners.
Okay, oh, man, good for him. About this, I should have did that.
So that's who Michael is. So their Long Live Play campaign is not about their new price on the PS3. It's about honoring the players themselves.
Well, honoring Michael.
Well, he's just the first one.
But I like, I love the fact that they used CG for Kratos, because, yeah. It's pretty nobody who can do that.
All right, the next topic we have is Sony starting to publish PS2 games coming out on the PSN. I know this is good news for all four of us. Gentlemen, are you excited they're finally starting to release PS2 games? Or is this just, you know, too little too late at this point?
Now, me personally, it's too late. There are so many PS3 games that I have not made it through yet that I'm not even going to be picking any of these up, because I'm still going to catch up on the current generation.
It's kind of weird, the games that they actually release during this time. You know, there's some big, really big, popular PS2 games, and then they go and release, you know, like God Hand and stuff like that. You know, I'm not completely, I don't know. I'm not quite sure exactly why they chose these games. So,
yeah, to me, this is just like, an, you know, a lot of people are going, these HD collections are getting a little out of hand, and now it's like they're not even going the HD route now. It's just, boom, this exact same game you played.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, these games are not done in redone in HD. They don't have trophy support. They're just like, honestly, just like straight ports of the original games.
Yeah, the first five games that they released is God Hand, Grim Garor, Odin Spear, Ring of Red, and Maximo Ghosts to Glory.
Yeah, that's like a, that was actually like a Ghouls and Ghosts kind of remake, wasn't it, or something like that?
Dude, the only game out of those that I honestly like recognize is God Hand, and I've never even played God Hand. I just heard about it.
I've played like a couple of those games. I actually wanted to go back and pick up a copy of that Grim, what's it called?
Grim Granora?
Yeah, that one. One like that. I actually wanted to go and pick up a copy of that. I was actually looking for one because I wanted to, for, you know, since I collect games, I wanted a copy of that game, and I wanted the other one, the Odin Sphere, because they were made by the same company. I just like that art style that they go by, where it looks like it's a side-scrolling, you know, kind of cartoony, you know, anime type of look. I don't know why, I'm just a big fan of the, but like I said, you know, I don't understand why they didn't release like some really big games or something like that. You know, I've always been the type of person that believes, like, you want to start off something, man, start it off with a bang. Just be like, hey, guess what? Here's, you know, I'm trying to think of some big PS2 games right now, right off the bat.
Well, I why are you thinking about that? I just have, you know, play devil's advocate a little bit. I think that more of the popular PS2 games is what they're redoing in HD. I mean, two games off the bat that could have been good to start this campaign was both God of Wars, but they both were already done in HD. So,
yeah, I mean, those games are not gonna release them like that, because there's no point. They can always make money off the you know, the Origins collection or the HD remakes or one like that. No. But there's, you know, release Final Fantasy XII. You know, release some other games. I'm trying to look through my PS2 games right now. You know, release the Xenosaga games, you know, release some other ones or one like that, you know, the Onimusha games, the old, you know, or some other ones. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to start this off with a bang. Don't just get some games like, oh yeah, we're just going to take some games that, I mean, they were popular to some people, maybe not to others, but you know.
Are these games they're not getting trophies, are they?
They're not getting trophies. They're not being upgraded HD. It's the exact same game you'd play on your PS2. They're just releasing it on the PlayStation Store.
Okay, my feelings are, nah. Like, I like the HD remakes. Like, yes, I kind of slightly agree with Wayne that they're kind of getting out of hand. But I kind of feel like Hard Rockin' Guy when it comes to the trophies. I'm not all about the trophies as far as you are, Tricky. I do enjoy the game aspect of it, like really enjoying playing the game. But like I said, I've been doing this the way I play the games, as far as like with the trophies get you, I've been doing it before the trophy system came out. So that being said, when they come out with these HD remakes, I solely purchase those just for the trophy, just because I already play them and I pretty much know the whole story of those games. So I wouldn't agree. I don't like this Station 2 thing, what they're doing right now.
Wait. But this is something that everybody had always wanted. They had always wanted to play PS2 games on the PS3. But then, you know, granted, for the fact that they wanted to be able to play their own, you know, PS2 games, they didn't want to have to rebuy these games again. So
okay, but yeah, I can play my own PlayStation 2 games on my system. But for the ones who can't, and for the ones who really want the games, like the PS2 games to play on their system, for somebody like me, I enjoy the game just for the game aspect, not just for the trophy. The trophies are a bonus for me. I love the fact that the trophies are there, but I don't really play them just for the trophies. I love the 100% of the game even before the game had trophy systems. But if I'm going to rebuy a game that I already have or already had, this solely on the trophy system, based on the trophy system, like, I was highly, highly, highly upset that I wasted my money on the Resident Evil 4 remake. Because it didn't have a platinum trophy. I wouldn't have never bought the game if it didn't have a platinum trophy.
Well, if you would have listened to a previous episode, Mr. Wang told you that.
Oh, I didn't listen to him. I don't. He took my spot. I didn't care what he had to say. No. No, I didn't hear that part. I listened to all the other shows, but I didn't hear that part. But I usually do my research, but I'm a Resident Evil fan, so I didn't kind of research this one. So I went on to get it, and I was like, oh my God, you serious? So that's the only reason I rebought these games, the HDs that I did buy, is because of the trophies. I already played them. I already know what the story is. So only thing I can do is best the game now. For them to come out with this stuff that's not even HD on an HD system, it's really sucky. Just like you said, I don't want to rebuy just the same exact game.
Gentlemen, let's move on. Recently, with the Vita launching in a couple months in Japan, somehow, some way, somebody saw one of the boxes that the Vita is going to be coming in. And by the box, we can tell that the Vita is going to be launching with 10 pre-installed apps on the Vita. Going through them real quick, one is the Welcome Park. It's a small mini-game collection that demonstrates how to use the Vita's features. Photos, music, internet browser, PlayStation Store, trophies. You can track and view trophies earned with the Vita and the PS3 games. Also lets you compare trophies with friends. So just by reading that real quick, it sounds like you're going to have one trophy list and not two. Your friends, group messaging, party, and Nier. Nier is going to be a social tool for discovering other Vita owners that share some of the features from the Friends and Trophies apps. It also lets you send and receive content such as levels and in-game items.
Personally, there isn't a single app on here that I don't think they've talked about before. All these I've seen. So none of these, actually, not one of these features is something I didn't know that was going to be on there.
These apps are the ones that we're looking at on the picture on the article that we're looking at, right?
Yeah, basically.
So basically you're just getting like most of the basic stuff, which is like the web browser and
the music, the trophy support,
yeah, the music, the photos, and all this other stuff. I mean, this is pretty much just like the standard stuff that comes with it. I mean, this isn't anything special or anything like that.
They did say that some more dedicated apps for Skype, Twitter, Facebook, and Foursquare are on the way, and hopefully more apps will be available later on. Out of that list, I'm still surprised that you're going to be able to get Skype, being that Skype is now owned by Microsoft. It's actually a little bit of a surprise that they're going to allow Skype to be on the Vita.
The
deal was made before they took over, from what I've read. So it wasn't something they could back out of after they got bought.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, and the other thing, wasn't it did that deal ever go through? Or I know it had to go like through like Washington or something like that.
I thought it was pretty much official. I to be honest, I really didn't follow the story, but I thought it was pretty much official when they announced that Microsoft bought Skype. But I know Titanic, I said the trophies. It sounds like you're going to be getting one trophy list. I know that was a little bit of a concern for you. You want to speak on that, Mr. Wang? And Donnie, I know you said that you too, but I'll go to you second.
I'd rather have it under one. Like I said, if the Vita ends up getting hacked and then the trophies go, haywire on the system. I mean, like I said, I'll be comparing with other people that I know earn them legitimately. So I'm actually kind of glad they kind of go together, because maybe they have it's maybe assuming too much, but maybe they'll have something implemented to where they'll notice if something's, you know, not right when you sync with the trophies on the network.
I think you're asking too much there.
yeah, I know. It's
all right, not to cut you off, but let's Donnie, you want to give us some opinions on this?
Oh, yeah. This is the apps are kind of like what you expect to get. It's basically the same thing you get on the PlayStation 3 menu. But the trophies, yes, I'm glad that's one that it should be. I shouldn't have a separate trophy system. I mean, I got to start all over from the hard work I didn't put in for plaques.
Well, let's be clear. I mean, I'm not officially saying that's the way it is. I mean, just by the way that's written, that's where it sounds like there's going to be one list. I mean, there still could be two lists, but I mean, just from the way I'm reading that, my interpretation is there's going to be one list because it says you can track your trophies earned with the Vita and PS3 games.
Yeah, that's the way I'm reading it too. So I'm going with that. One list. It should be. But I do like the fact when you can go to your friend list and look who's playing what, and you know, just like you do on the Station 3. But you can also just jump into their game from right there. I'm like, oh, that's pretty sweet. We don't have to go to that whack moot home crap and then try to jump in from there. So I like that. So that's pretty cool.
All right. And for anybody that's interested, the cross-game chat is going to be take place in the Party app. All right. Next thing we have is there's a rumor floating around that a new Siphon Filter game is currently in development for the Vita. I've never really played a Siphon Filter game, so I'm gonna pass it off to Hard Rock because I know he's played a little bit of Siphon Filter games.
Yeah, I actually read this and I was kind of hoping that it could be true. I know that the Siphon Filter franchise, you know, was kind of big. It came out around the same time on the PS2 as Metal Gear Solid, you know. So there was a lot of people that were trying to compare them, but even though they're kind of different, you know, the Siphon Filter game started kind of going unpopular when they hit the PS2 because they had that awful Mega String game. They actually had two pretty good games on the PSP that I actually owned, which was Dark Mirror and I can't remember the other one that escapes the life of me. But when I heard that they were actually doing it for the PlayStation Vita, I was actually kind of excited because, you know, it kind of got popular again, like I said, on the PSP. But you know, they released those two games, and that was really too much. That was really about it. You know, they never really said, "Oh, you know, we're bringing it to the PS3." Oh no, we're bringing it. Here's another game. Oh, you know what? Here's this or anything like that. You know, so I'm actually kind of hoping that they are actually bringing it to the Vita because, you know, as we've already seen, the Vita is kind of a powerful machine, and it'd be pretty interesting to see what they can actually do with the Siphon Filter series there.
All right, moving on. In a pretty much news that we all expected. An online pass has been confirmed for Uncharted 3.
I told you.
In an official statement from Sony handed to Destructoid, it says, quote, online pass will be incorporated into Uncharted 3 and future Sony Computer Entertainment Worldwide Studios games with online functionality, and they will provide more information in the future. So, I mean, we all knew this was coming. I don't think it affects any one of us because we're all going to be buying this game brand new.
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, basically, we're just telling our listeners, if you're going to buy it used, expect to pay for an online pass. Pretty much said and done?
Yep. Straightforward.
Yep.
Wait. Now Donnie's all cool with the online pass thing?
No, I'm not cool with it. But, like I said before, and it was going to happen anyway. Ever since it came out with that EA crap, I just knew. I said it then. I was like, watch, it start catching on with every other company. And, yep, of course, Sony was going to be one of the biggest ones to pick up on it.
All right, the next thing we have, gentlemen, the Battlefield 3 beta. Before we actually go into the story, gentlemen, have you all played the beta?
Yeah, I have not.
Okay, and Mr. Hard Rock, I know you've played the Battlefield 3 beta.
Yes.
Because you actually posted a commentary on the website.
Yes.
Okay, so for that's a little plug for Mr. Hard Rock. Go to the website, check out his commentary. You can also go to his personal YouTube page, I think it's on.
Yeah, it's on my personal one.
Okay. But as far as the beta goes, I mean, I liked it. You know, for somebody that doesn't like first person shooters, I really appreciated it. I enjoyed it immensely. Hard Rock, give us a little synopsis of what your commentary was about.
I was just my video that I posted on my personal YouTube page was just pretty much showing footage of the Battlefield 3 beta when it first launched. I was actually given the beta about 3 days before it was open to everybody. So I took some footage from then, and I took some footage from when it, was open to everybody, compiled it together, put it in a YouTube video, which I was just showing a lot of people that, playing a beta on the PS3, which, most of it had my own personal thoughts and opinions, that playing a beta on the PS3 is not as broken as some people think. So it was just more to show that, yes, I understand Xbox Live is probably a better experience, which, like I said in my video, I don't have an Xbox. I don't play it, so I can't really say anything too much about it. All I can do is just show what I have and just, show that, and that's it. But that's pretty much what it was. It was just, the video of the map that's everybody's playing right now, which is Operation Metro. It's basically just a rush map. Which, if anybody's ever played Battlefield Bad Company 2 or the original one, Rush is just the one where you have to set up the bombs, or you have to, attack certain points on the map while one team defends. So, and it was just like that. And that's pretty much what the video was.
All right. And Mr. Wang, how did you enjoy the beta?
I played it the day it came out. I played for about 40 minutes, and I'm not sure what was going on, but it really seemed to be someone was spawn camping in the two games that I was playing, to where I'd spawn, run maybe 20 feet and get shot. I don't know what was going on, and honestly, I haven't picked it up since then because I was getting really frustrated.
Yeah, that is one of the things that I really hope that they address with the game is just, there were times that people were just spawn camping. I mean, anybody who's played the game knows that, you're starting from one spot rushing toward, to where the bombs are or anything like that. And if, people can already guess where you're going to spawn, then that's, there's some people that are just spawn camping. So,
all right. Some news has come out about the beta. Apparently somebody found out how to hack the beta, because currently if you're playing the beta legitimately, you can support up to 32 players. Somebody has hacked the beta to open up their own dedicated game servers, which is actually supporting 64 and up to 128 players. These servers do exist. They said that, on the 128 player servers, it was lagging considerably, so I don't know how much enjoyment they actually got out of that. But DICE has come out and released a statement and stating that anybody caught playing on these unofficial / hacked servers are basically going to get their EA accounts banned, which means not only are you not going to be able to play Battlefield 3 online, you're not going to be able to play any EA games online.
It should also be noted that this is for the PC version.
Yes, I'm sorry, yes.
Yes, this is not for the console versions whatsoever. I mean, somebody went and hacked the PC version, and now they're able to use unofficial servers, and which lets 128 people play, which, is very cool. I mean, I think I saw a video of this earlier in the week, if that video was true. And it does look cool, and there's a lot of people, because it does look more frantic and everything like that. But at the same time, EA really wants to keep this under control, so, you can't blame them for wanting to protect their product. Even though it would be cool to have 120 people.
All right, moving on to our next topic. Nielsen has done a poll and for their most anticipated games. And I know Hard Rock and Titanic are happy about the game that has come out on top of the list. Oh, you guys aren't going to start talking shit yet?
Well, no. We wanted you to read the places.
Yeah.
All right, Call of Duty, what number is Uncharted? I'll give you a hint, it's not in the top five.
Dude, I don't even see Uncharted on this right now.
Oh, exactly.
It's still going to whip its ass, trust me. All right, top five is...
I will actually give you another clue, it's not even in the top 10.
Nielsen has compiled a list of the top 20 most anticipated games this holiday season. survey ranks based on the percentage of gamers that ranked them in their top five choices for the holiday. Unsurprisingly, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 was at the top of the list, with a full 27% of the surveyed placing it in their top five. Rounding out the top five was Gears of War 3, Madden 12, both pulling 19% of the votes, Assassin's Creed Revelations 17%, Arkham City getting 15%. The holiday's major Wii exclusive, Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, made the sixth slot with 14%. Battlefield 3, Modern Warfare's major competition, reached number 7 at 12%. And also worth noting, the Dead Island got 7%.
What? I am disgusted with that.
That's voted on by the people. The one thing that kind of boggles me is how Zelda is above Uncharted. That boggles me a bit.
Matter of fact, why isn't Uncharted even up here?
Because it's Zelda, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I was a big Zelda fan too, but I mean, Twilight Princess, I couldn't even finish. I don't know what it was about the game. I must have just lost my childhood or something, because I used to be so compelled to finish those games.
Dude, you know what? I love the systems that I have. I don't have a Wii, but Zelda made me buy a Nintendo console 20 years after I had stopped buying them. I bought a DS because they had Zelda games on it. My DS is even that limited edition gold Triforce one.
Okay, well then, another one. Why is Just Dance higher than Uncharted?
That's why. Can we just move on? Because
Uncharted. No, you know what? I don't understand this list, because you got a game like, yeah, like Just Dance. You got Legend of Zelda. I don't see how these games are higher than Uncharted. And I'm not just saying that because of our bet. I'm saying legit.
Right.
I'm saying legit.
Right. I bet you anything, if they were reversed, if Uncharted 3 was on top and Call of Duty was, you know, at number 11 like it is, Turkey would have said, this list is from God.
No.
It's invaluable.
Dude, to be...
They should have just etched this in gold. Okay, I mean, there it is.
I know you guys are talking shit because of the bet, but... Legit, do you honestly say, like, I know Titanic just said it, but do you honestly see that Just Dance 3 should be higher than Uncharted 3?
See, this kind of goes by a theory I had, is that Uncharted 2 was such a huge leap from the first one, and then talking with people on my friends list, you know, they're going to get Uncharted 3, but are they as excited as they were for Uncharted 2? They said no.
I don't see that. I'm sorry. And it's not because of our bet. I'm just saying I just don't see how people are not hyped for this game.
I think they're going to buy it, but I mean, honestly, I've seen it. The game looks great. But, you know, I think it's something like, you know, no one's seen, you know, it was such a huge change from the first Uncharted. I mean, the graphics were amazing, and now, the graphics still look amazing, and the physics look great, but, you know, me personally, I was really I'm getting Uncharted 3 day one. I'm not arguing with that at all. But if I had to measure my excitement for 1 to 2, then 2 to 3, my excitement isn't as huge as it was for 2. I mean, am I the only one that feels that way? Donnie, I know he's super excited, but, I mean, is anyone's excitement as huge as it was for 2?
No, you know what? Honestly, Titanic, I kind of feel I understand what you're saying. I mean, it's like that. I mean, I'm the same way. I'm going to get Uncharted 3 day one. I have the collector's edition on pre-order. I am not knocking the game whatsoever or like that. But I felt the same way, kind of the same way you felt, which when I played Uncharted 1 and then I went back and then, you know, when I went to release on release day and I got Uncharted 2, I was completely blown away. I was like, whoa, yeah, the graphics are a lot better. Gameplay is a lot better. I mean, this is, you know, the story was top notch, over the top action, all this other stuff. And I was like, wow, this is so great. And then when I played, you know, when I'm playing the little bit of the beta that I have right now and everything like that, yeah, I'm still going to get it, but I don't think I feel quite as, you know, pumped as I was from from 1 to 2.
Don't base it off of a multiplayer aspect. That's all you're getting from these demos.
I'm not basing it off of just a multiplayer aspect. I'm telling you, I've seen the videos for the first person, I mean, for the single player. I played some of the beta one like that. I'm just, I'm hyped for the game. Don't get me wrong. I am hyped. No, no, no. I am hyped for the game. I want to play this game. I will play this game day one, and I will get it. And I, you know what? This will probably be the game to get me back into trophies, to be honest with you. But you know what? This game, like I said, you know, I'm just, you know, I don't feel as much hype from, like, from the first one and the second one that I do for this one.
That's like saying, okay, I play Metal Gear 1. And I can't wait for Metal Gear 2. Oh, it's sweet. It's off the chain. Blew one out the water, just as I expected. Three, I'm not that excited. Four, well, it's another Metal Gear. What? Are you serious saying these things about the Uncharted franchise?
Well, to be all honest, I mean, Donnie does make a good point, because me, as a Metal Gear fan, Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater, I did not buy that day one.
I didn't.
It was something. I saw the trailers and I'm like, "What? We're going back?" And then I was reading all this stuff where you had to heal yourself and, you know, from broken bones and stuff. And I'm like, "What?" So I did not play it for the longest time, thinking, "Okay, well, this one just isn't for me." And then I picked it up in the bargain bin, and now that one is just one of the. It is. It's what it just. It fits so well in the series. I loved it.
And see, I feel the same way about Metal Gear Solid Rising. I actually canceled my pre-order because I don't even want it day one.
Oh my goodness!
I'm with you, Tricky. Yeah, same thing. I mean.
You're not a true.
Yeah, it's different. So it's like, you know, it'd be the same way if I'm going to go back to Call of Duty. If Call of Duty did something like a total 180 from what they're doing now,
like go back to Modern Warfare. I mean,
like let's say if they went to Future Warfare, to where you had lasers and, you know, all this crazy stuff. Yeah. I don't know if I would rent that. If Call of Duty ever did that. Oh, no, I'm not buying that. No, I want to play that before.
I'm the only Metal Gear true fan here.
No, just because, you know, we don't feel the exact same way. Like, oh, my gosh, we're going to forsake every single game just to play Metal Gear. That doesn't mean that we're not fans of it. I'm still a fan of Uncharted 3. Like I said, I'm going to get the collector's edition. If I wasn't a fan of it, I wouldn't buy the game, period.
I'm not saying you're not a fan of it. I'm just saying the way how you hype something up. As far as, like, oh sweet, I'm riding Nathan Drake's back on this. Like, basically, I'm his man, I'm his hype man, I'm his Flavor Flav, and then three is on the way. Well, I'll give you a call, Nate.
No, all they're
We're not saying that.
Basically saying is that they're still gonna get the game, they're still excited to play it, they still wanna play it day one, just the hype for three is not as strong as it was when they were waiting for two.
I just don't see it. That's like saying, well, yeah, I'm going to get it because you're my boy, and I'm just going to support you because you're my boy. That's like what it's saying.
We're just going to have to move on, Donnie. But
we're going to have to agree to disagree. Yeah. That's it.
All right, before we move on, let's actually go through the list real quick. The percentages I give is out of 100%. Going from 1 to 20, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3 got 27%, Gears of War 3 got 19, Madden 12 got 19, the new Assassin's Creed Revelations got 17, Arkham City got 15, Skyward Sword 14, Battlefield 3 12, Just Dance 12, NBA 2K 12 got 9, Need for Speed the Run 9%, Uncharted 9%, Mario and Sonic at London 2012 Olympic Games got 8%, Lego Harry Potter's years 5 through 7 got 8%. FIFA 12 got 8%.
Girl.
Skyrim got 8%. Dead Island 7. Kinect Sports Season 2 got 6%. Resistance 3 got 4%. Dance Central 2 got 4%. And Deus Ex Human Revolution got 3%. And this was compiled over from August 21st to September 17th, which included 5,000 active gamers, and they said over 417 million online conversations were examined in response to this poll.
That's what I think about that.
All right, let's move on. As we just said, you know, the new Assassin's Creed is hyped, but after Revelations, they did announce that a new Assassin's Creed is confirmed for 2012.
I am so afraid of that one.
Gentlemen, I am looking at this, and all I am thinking is they're going to kill this franchise by flooding the market with games.
No, this is where they're going to kill it. Because this is what I visualized in like in the past for the future of this game. The main announcement is, I mean, I read where Dalesman is going to pick up for the next chapter of it.
Well, let me cut you off real quick. Revelations is confirmed to be the final chapter of the Ezio trilogy, but the new game, which is unnamed at this point, will be the end of Desmond's story.
Yeah, but that's what I'm afraid of, because I don't want to play with Dalesman, because of the fact, like, if you play the Assassin's Creed game, basically the real game is based in the future, but you playing parts of the past. So Dalesman, you're in the future with Dalesman going back into the memory bank of his ancestors in the past. So I predict like you're going to be playing with Dalesman using those same old ancient assassin techniques in the year 2058. Or whatever the year is in Dalesman time. That would be so whack playing a future assassin game using ancient assassin techniques. That's whack.
All right. Mr. Wang, I'm going to go to you because I know Hard Rock's not really a big fan of the Assassin's Creed series.
Well, to be honest, I mean, neither am I. I played 1 and 2, and then I was in the Brotherhood beta, and then... crap. What was the beta that just came out?
Revelations.
Yeah, Revelations 1. That's actually the one me and you played, right?
Yep, and I got sleepy, and we went to another game. I did, literally. We were playing it, and I just told Hard Rock, I was like, I'm yawning, dude. Yeah, it's just nothing to slam about the game. It's just it's not for me. The deal is, I think I'm more action. I mean, the only game I even did stealthy was probably Metal Gear. So, you know, when it's Assassin's Creed sneaking up, hopping on buildings and stuff, it's just, you know, you're trying to sneak around. And you, yeah, I did. I got sleepy and told Hard Rock we need to play something else.
All right. Well, I mean, it is worth noting that, like I said, they're going to kill. My feeling like they're going to kill the series. I spoke a little soon because I actually saw the next part of this topic is even though Ubisoft has released. Basically one game a year since its first game in 2007. Longer dev times are planned after next year's release for the series. So I don't know exactly what they're planning to do, but apparently they're going to actually slow down and we're not going to be getting an Assassin's Creed game every year. So that actually makes me a little happy. That's the end of our topics for this week. All right. We're bringing back an old favorite of the show, our trophies and tips section. And Donnie, I know you had one game and I had one game. What game do you want to give us a tip in this week, Donnie?
Dead Island. It's a couple of quick tips. One of them is don't buy any weapons in a game. Don't buy them at all. That's too much money. And you're going to find pretty much all the weapons that you need. Don't buy them. A good way for you to last in the game, instead of, I get a lot of people saying it's hard. It's one of the hardest games I play, where you make it hard. The game is quite easy. It's not that hard. You make it what it is by just doing the main missions. I recommend you do a lot of side missions, preferably all of them. It's going to be very long, but it'll help you out too when you get to other parts of the island, because those zombies get demonic on you. So do a lot of side missions, all of them, and don't buy stuff. And if you really want to level up real quick, try to jump in the game somebody who has like a very, very high level, like somewhere in the 30s or 40s. That'll help you level up real quick, because you want to play their game session. As far as, you're barely not going to kill the zombies because you're so weak, but whoever kills, whoever's in the session, whoever get killed, the points are the same. Everybody get the same points. So, yeah, do that. That'll help you out.
All right, you get. All right. And my tip is in for L.A. Noir.
You did it again.
I did not do it again. I pronounced it slowly. Don't even try to derail me.
L.A. Noir.
I said L.A. Noir. Anyway, For the trophy for the Auto Fanatic to find all 95 cars, I know a lot of people are having problems with that trophy, and I was actually one of them. I actually found a little bit of a cheat to find all 95 cars extremely easy. This is actually proven. I've actually used this very quickly. If you're missing a car, go into the credits, into the vehicle showroom. Switch over to the car that it's blank that you're missing. Press the X button. Then press circle twice to go back to your cases and go to the homicide free roam option. Once you loads up, immediately get out of your car, turn around, and the car that you are missing is going to drive up and park right in front of you. Get into that car and repeat as needed. You will get all 95 cars in that fashion.
Sweet. I'm going to have to rewind this a lot.
So that's an easy way to get all 95 cars without having to search the map and find out where each car is. So that is my tip that I can give you guys. All right, Mr. Wang, it is your time to quiz us. Give us a little backstory about why we're having this quiz, if you could.
Okay, we're having this quiz to someone's going to get a $25 donation to their Extra Life page. So I'm going to prepare this quiz. And Donnie, if you win, your Extra Life donation is going to get split between Tricky and Hard Rock.
Got it.
Okay. Like I said, I need all three of you to keep track of what question numbers are being called out, so you guys don't ask for the same numbered question. Okay. I have 22 questions, and since Tricky won got the question closest to being right last week, he goes first. He'll choose five numbers between 1 and 22, and then, of course, he'll get a point for each one he gets right out of the five. And if he doesn't get it right, I'll throw it out there to the other two to see if, you know, they have it. That's just for fun. No one gets points that way. But
so if I don't answer it, the points lost total.
Yeah, but I'll throw it out to Hard Rock and Donnie, see all if right. they can. So, but the reason I'm doing this instead of the prize wheel is because I got to doing this quiz and I go, you know, I don't know what questions are easy or hard. I could, you know, someone could get an easy question from a game they've never played, and then they're going to say it's bullshit. So it's completely randomized this way. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. Everyone got a piece of paper so they can write down what numbers have been picked.
Yes.
I'm good to go.
I'm good.
Okay. All right, Tricky, go ahead and pick a number between 1 and 22.
I'm going to go with my favorite NASCAR driver of all time, number 3.
This hockey game by Konami was a critically acclaimed game for many reasons. First of all, it featured some voiceovers and even let the player play another classic Konami game between the second and third periods. What game is this?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say Blades of Steel.
You are correct. All right, Hard Rock, you're next, man.
Number 7.
In Super Mario World for the SNES, what color is the first Switch Palace?
I actually don't know. I'm going to take a wild guess. Blue.
Yellow.
Nope.
I want to say green.
Nope. No, it's not green.
Yellow. Red.
It is yellow.
Yay!
Oh. Sits.
The game Heavy Rain, what city does it take place?
Don't know. Dang it.
That's 5 seconds.
Okay. Now, Hard Rock, Tricky?
I don't remember.
Hard Rock?
Empire City.
No. Cool. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, it was in a real city?
I didn't think it was a real city.
Yeah. Wow.
I didn't think it was a real city either.
All right. Tricky's in the lead. All right, give me number 16.
All right, who does Meryl marry at the end of Metal Gear Solid 4?
Johnny.
It is.
All right.
That's some boom.
That's why these you got no one to blame but yourself.
No, you're supposed to tell me 16 is the Metal Gear.
Okay, well, I'll let you know. There's more Metal Gear questions on here, so. All right, Hard Rock.
Give me number 20.
When the Sega CD launched, what game was bundled with it?
Oh, man. I'm going to say Knight.
No. Anyone else?
Wow.
I'm just going to say some Sonic game.
No. It was a very, very shitty game called Sewer Shark.
I would have never get that.
Nah, me neither.
Wow, really?
That's a question. Titan's going, man, that was easy one.
Yeah, to me. Well, it's because I was one of the suckers that bought it, Donnie.
22 for the win.
22 for the win. Three Zelda games were released on console that Nintendo was not in the name. What was the name of this console?
It's 5 seconds.
Yeah, I'm already thinking like I already know anyway.
I know what it is. Okay, well, I think done. I know what's in.
All right, Hard Rock Tricky.
So CDI?
Yep, CDI.
Yep. Those are those awful Zelda games. Excuse me.
I never even heard of that console. What?
It's a Philips CDI, dude. It was made by Philips Electronics.
Oh, my gosh. I play Zelda, but I'm not one of those fans.
You were a 3DO fan. That's what it was.
No.
All right, give me number 12, Mr. Wang.
Okay, my goodness, Tricky is dominating. He might be right. He said he was going to win this last podcast.
What's the point? What's the highest you can get?
5.
Oh.
Well, to be honest, we could go through all of them. It don't matter to me. I did take the time to make these. Okay, you said 12?
Yes, sir. Number 12.
All right, everyone knows that Madison is a journalist, but what job did she tell Ethan in the game that she was?
Oh.
That's 5 seconds.
Let's give it to Donnie. Donnie's groaning in the background.
No, I know this. Was it a... Did he say a... No, it wasn't a clerk.
You got a guess, Hard Rock?
Oh, I good.
I
played that part like 6 times.
I'm going to say waitress.
She was a photographer.
That's right. My goodness. I played that just like 6 times, man. That same scene.
Okay. Next one.
All right. Your choice, Hard Rock.
Give me number 15.
We are standing outside the Temple of Time. Where are we in Hyrule?
That's Ocarina of Time. I never played it. And that's 5 seconds.
Oh.
I never played Ocarina of Time.
Oh, okay. Anyone know where the Temple of Time was in Ocarina of Time?
Underground?
It's in the time where space forgot.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what you're asking, so I might...
Okay, the Temple of Time is at a place in Hyrule.
Oh, the Lost Woods.
No, you're thinking of Link to the... You're thinking of where the sword rests in Link to the Past.
It's in the place where time forgot.
What's the answer?
It's the Hyrule Market.
Really?
I
did not know that. I never played Ocarina of Time. Yes. If I ever get a 3DS, maybe I'll play it.
All right, Mr. Donnie.
Skype me all the Metal Gear questions.
No, pick a number.
All right, pick a number.
Yeah.
13.
Okay. Ooh, you know, this falls... Okay, number 13. If you want the perfect crime trophy, Scott will have to kill or let a lot of people die. Which person will Scott not kill or let die in Heavy Rain?
That's 5 seconds. Oh, that chicken was...
That's 5 seconds. That's already too late.
The mother of the son he murdered. But
it's too late.
It's one of the harder ones. Anyone else got a guess?
The person that he won't let die?
Scott will not kill or let die in the game.
Himself.
It's Gordy Kramer.
No, he let him die.
Not from what I looked up.
Nope.
Gordy Kramer, is that the father or is that the son?
I got this from the strategy guide in order to get the perfect crime trophy, so I really couldn't tell you.
In the perfect crime trophy, you have to let the old man die.
You talking about the old guy in the typewriter shop?
No, remember the scene where you bust through the house shooting everybody, and you get up there, and the guy's having the heart attack, and you decide whether to give him the pills or the not?
Oh, yeah, you gotta let him
die. You gotta let him die in order to get the perfect crime trophy.
Yeah, dang, yep, you gotta let him die because everybody has to die. You can't leave traces behind.
The only person that he lets live is the mother of the baby whose diaper you change.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
next question.
So, is that a point for Donnie then?
No, because he didn't give an answer.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't give it in time. Okay.
No.
Okay.
So it's my turn now, right?
Yep. Yeah, Tricky, go for it.
Since I'm going to win this, let's go for number one.
I only know Metal Gear.
Oh, Jesus, I don't know what is with Tricky. Tricky is really picking all the easy ones. I
hate losing to Tricky.
In this classic game, insects of all sorts, from spiders to scorpions to fleas, come raining down to the player whose object is to destroy all that lies within his firing range. What title is this 1980 game from Atari?
Space Invaders.
Ooh. Nope.
Ah! Wait.
No, that's it.
Oh,
nope.
Son of a bitch.
So confident.
Wasn't it Centipede?
It was Centipede.
That's Thank you.
He said confidence.
Oh my goodness.
You see? He got overconfident. He was overconfident as his weakness.
Oh
yep.
Okay. I wasn't like... born then, Odie.
I will take number five.
Number five. Oh, here you go. Borderlands is a first person shooter video game set in a less than hospitable alien planet. What is the name of this planet?
Pandora.
That is correct.
That was easy.
That's all y'all talk about is Borderlands.
All right, Donnie.
Oh, my goodness. Let me go with 10.
All right. George Lucas Film Games was the force behind this great game. In it, Dave's girlfriend, Sandy, was kidnapped. You must pick two friends to go rescue her. What is the name of this funny puzzle game?
Are you serious? I don't care about Star Wars.
If you read the website, you'd know.
That's 5 seconds.
Yep. Yeah.
Can you repeat the question again?
Yes. George Lucas, in quotes, Lucasfilm Games, was the force behind this great game. In it, Dave's girlfriend, Sandy, was kidnapped. You must pick two friends to go rescue her in this game. What is the name of this funny puzzle game?
Maniac Mansion?
Maniac Mansion, which was in my top five video games.
You know, I like the fact how you read me as like a real game show host.
That's what you got to do.
I did the best.
I know, I like it.
Thanks for the compliment, though. Cool. I do appreciate that.
Okay, Tricky?
I'm trying to look at the numbers we got left here.
You have 2, 4, 8, 9, 11,
14, 17, 18, 19, 21. You know, let's go with 21. I can start drinking at 21.
Nintendo looked into making a CD add-on after Sega Genesis did their own. What two manufacturers did Nintendo contact with making a CD add-on?
I have not a clue.
Wow, you don't even have a guess?
Huh?
Well, one That's of them was seconds. Already brought up.
That's 5 seconds.
All right.
I didn't know. Can you?
Okay, Hard Rock's got one of them. I know he's probably got the other.
It was Philips.
Yep, Philips and Sony.
Yep.
All right, Hard Rock, your turn.
Hold on. Let me see. Since Tricky started drinking at 21, I'll go with 14 when I started.
That's probably when you first got laid, maybe. Okay, yeah. I did a lot of Heavy Rain questions. Wow.
You said there was going to be more Metal Gear.
There is. Okay, number 14. At the end of the game, while the Anchorman is speaking... At the end of Heavy Rain, what hurricane is listed at the bottom of the screen?
Oh, man.
What the hell?
This was going to be a three-point question.
You stay classy, San Diego. Oh, heck, I don't know. Heck if I know. No, already past five. Yeah, I don't know.
Has anyone got a guess? I will admit that was supposed to be one of the 3 points. And
Hurricane John.
Dude, you are really close with
Hurricane Juan?
Okay, I'll give this since this one is so hard, I'll give you two hints, and whoever shouts the name first, it's a person's name. It starts with an A and it's a girl.
Amanda.
There you go. You got a point.
Thank you.
John Close to One.
John Close?
Because the name.
How is John Close to Amanda? So Hard Rock got a point for that?
Yep. I gave two hints, and he just yelled out Amanda. So he's tied with you now. Yeah, because that one was pretty freaking hard. I really should have probably took that one out.
It's going to be an A.
I thought I had 3 points.
No, you have two.
Uh-huh.
Two.
Oh, I need one more to lock it up.
Okay. Who is next?
Donnie's next.
Hey. Donnie. Yeah, Donnie.
Come on, Donnie.
Let's go with number two.
Number two. All right. Imagine you are a little guy in a white suit with a gun that pumps air into your enemies until they explode. What game are you playing?
Is it Digger? Dig, yeah. Digger.
That's 5 seconds.
Dig.
Should
Dug.
I give it to him?
Dig Dug.
It's Dig Dug. Dug.
Nope.
Nope.
Didn't get it.
Oh my god.
I heard Dig Dug. I'm like, he's gonna get it.
Yeah, I did get it. Digger. Dig Dug. Oh, you gotta give me that point.
All right. Give me number. Give me number 18.
So I didn't get it.
No.
Okay.
Oh,
and what's the name of Raiden's son?
Oh. This is a good Metal Gear.
That's five.
Oh. That's.
Oh,
that's 5 seconds.
On. All right.
Donnie.
Man, that is such a great Metal Gear question, man.
Donnie, you also need to be quiet when he's asking the question because they need to be able to give the answers. He couldn't have said it because you're like, ooh, that.
Sorry about that.
It's Jack. I know that's wrong because that's Ryan's real name.
Okay, Hard Rock, you got a guess there?
Yeah, go with Jack. I think it is Jack.
Manuel.
No, it's John.
John.
Hard Rock.
Give me number nine. Number nine.
All right. This 8-bit Nintendo game, you play Theodore Ace, Theodore Ace Harding, a retired boxer who wakes up in a bathroom stall with no memory. It wasn't bad enough. Someone is trying to frame you for murder. What game is this on the original NES?
Deja Vu.
Correct.
Donnie.
I'm gonna go with four.
This game was never intended to be a sequel in 1986 mega hit. As it was originally named Doki Doki Panic, the game did offer the first incarnation of Bubombs, Shy Guys, and Pokies. What game is this?
Pac-Man, I have no idea. I'm only 2 years old. At
That's time. 5 seconds.
Okay.
Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yep.
Oh, you know what? I do remember reading something about that. But still, I'm only 2 years old.
All right, Tricky.
I have to get this to tie Hard Rock, right?
Yep.
So I have 8, 11, 17, and 19, right?
Yep.
All right.
You know what? Let's go with 17.
Who is the original creator of the Patriots?
Major Zero.
Yep.
Okay, give me number 19.
Where is the location of all three whistles in Super Mario Brothers 3?
Oh, you want to give the worlds?
Well, you could just tell me how you get to them.
The first one, you have to squat down for 5 seconds on a white block, which will drop you behind the screen, which will go to the end, which will lead you to a secret Toad's house. That's one of them. Is that right?
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Okay. The next one is in... Where was it?
This one is going to take longer than 5 seconds.
Yeah. You know what? I blanked out on the other ones because the first one I know how to get it right away. I tap.
All right.
Okay. Anyone else take the other two?
I don't remember.
Oh, you know what? The second one is actually in the first mini boss's castle. What happens is that you have to go to the end where the before you go through the first door, you have to fly up over the actual screen, kind of like the way you get to the warp zone in Super Mario Brothers 1. Go to the back, and there's the treasure chest that's right there. That's the second key. The third one is located in... Actually, I think the third one is actually located in World 2, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, the third one is located in World 2. It's in the desert world where you have to
Right. World two, there was a rock that's towards the border of the screen that it kind of blends into where you didn't even know you could crack it.
Yep.
And then you fight some Hammer Brothers for it.
Yep, that's right. Okay. Interesting little trivia quiz. What game is a little wind chime from when you blow the whistle?
Oh, that's a good. I don't know.
When you
know.
Blow the whistle on Super Mario Brothers 3,
Zelda, isn't it?
Yep, there you go. Legend of Zelda.
From Zelda.
They got.
Oh wow.
Yep. It's from the Legend of Zelda.
Trick knows his shit.
Wow,
that's
a bomb.
All right, Donnie, 8 or 11?
8.
In Super Mario World, how many bonus points do you need to play the bonus stage game?
100.
Correct.
No goose egg for Donnie. All right, so the score is 3 for me, 3 for Hard Rock, and 1 for Donnie.
Yep, and I'm guessing you get the final question. And I guess if you don't get it right, well, we either do a tiebreaker or I come up with another question.
It's 1.5 of me.
Why don't you ask the question between me and Hard Rock, and whoever gets it wins.
No, but then that's not going to – okay, yeah. No, because I was going to say one of us will be able to Google it if –
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we should just do a Google race. If you don't know it, I give you permission. I give you two permission. If you do not know it, to Google it. I don't care how you get the answer.
Okay, but how are we gonna ring in? Do we just say the answer, or do we
just say the answer?
Just say the answer.
Okay.
Okay. Are you guys both sitting at Google just in case? Make it fair. Make it fair.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's fine.
This is such an honorable game.
Hey, you didn't Google this whole entire time.
Okay, are you guys both sitting at the Google page?
Yes, go.
Okay, what is the name of the nightclub owned by Paco Mendez, someone with ties to the Origami Killer?
Blue Lagoon.
Yep, there you go.
Turkey's got it.
Yeah!
What an honorable win. Turkey has won the $25 donation from Mr. Titanic Wang.
You want to know what's sad about that?
What?
I had to Google it 3 different times.
I Googled it once, and I was just like, at that point, I was just like, I don't care.
I Googled it 3 times, and I spelled Mendez wrong twice.
All I put was, what was the name of the nightclub in Heavy Rain?
because
there was only one in the game, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm not gonna brag. We're just gonna move on. Let's move on to shout outs real quick. Titanic.
Yes, I have to give my beautiful, beautiful wife a double shout out this week.
Trying to make up for last week, huh?
Yep. And that's all I got.
All right, Donnie, any shout outs?
Shout out to Awesome J as always. Always Rolling is my man's on the station. And Moms and Grandma, love ya. Everybody else, what's happening?
All right, and I need to give a shout out to the Game Tour podcast. All right, so other than that, Hard Rock, very quickly, how can people get in contact with us?
Everybody, we have pages on YouTube at Official Proven Gamer. We have a Proven Gamer page on Facebook. If you want to get in touch with us on Twitter, we have go to @ProvenGamer, @TrophyHorrors. You can find links to all of our names on there. We also, please, everybody, we are raising money for Extra Life. If you can, please go to extra-life.org. Look up the team Proven Gamer. You'll find various members of our website there. Please, it doesn't matter who you give the donation to. You can give it to Tricky, give it to me, give it to Mr. Wang, anybody from the Proven Gamer staff, or just give a donation to anybody. I mean, the money is going for the kids, and that's what it's really all about. If you go to Steam, look up the Steam group, Proven Gamer. We're on there. That's a team I head up. I'm going to try to start organizing some, the very least, some free-to-play gamer nights. You know, you don't even need money. You can just download the games. If your computer can run them, great. Come join. That's really about it.
All right. If there's nothing else, gentlemen, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Later, guys.
Oh, why I didn't go back to school? It's kind of a painful story. I hit the puberty in the first grade, and there's only so many times a kid can be called fire hose before he cracks, you know?